After the very, very close presidential election in 2000, when results were in doubt for weeks, Congress appropriated funds to help states modernize their voting. And companies that manufacture voting machines have rushed new computerized systems onto the market. But there are concerns about the new machines. Apart from the inevitable glitches in new equipment, critics raise questions about machines that have no paper record of votes and about the possibility that computerized systems could somehow be reprogrammed to change votes, perhaps even change the outcome of an election. Tuesday was Pennsylvania's primary election. In the town of Pottsville, they used brand-new voting machines manufactured by a company called Diebold. Pottsville is home to a Yingling brewery, and it's the county seat of Schuylkill County. Generally, voters in Pottsville liked their new Diebold machines.
It was in the machine.
Did you see the machines before?
No.
So push that button. Here's your actual voting page.
Just pull vote.
Right. Say you want that. If you don't want him, just touch it again, and it erases.
Yeah, okay.
So we have to stand back.
I found it relatively easy to use, and the different screens could help you go back and forth if you needed to change anything, and I thought it was very helpful, and I stepped forward for progress here.
Well, it seemed funny. You know, it's awkward, sort of awkward, because you're used to the paper, but now I would rather do it this way.
Used to get in the booth there, and yeah,
and
it was dark.
And you're closed in.
That's right.
Election judge Izzy Adams at Precinct 5-1 said things were going better than she'd expected with touchscreen voting machines. But in late afternoon, when another election official appeared with a Diebold pamphlet and PIN number, Ms. Adams didn't know what she was supposed to do with it.
Did you see 051606? That's a PIN number. Now, where did they get either? See that? There's a lot of things yet we don't know about these. But she never mentioned PIN word or password. Did she? Do you remember her case?
I don't remember, no.
No, I don't remember her saying anything about password or PIN number.
Several weeks ago, the nonprofit watchdog group BlackBoxVoting.org raised questions about the Diebold TSX. That's the machine Pottsville is using. A computer expert hired by the group reported that the machines were designed with a portal, a significant security vulnerability. Diebold spokesman Mark Radke says it is there, but it's there for a good reason.
When a new version of software must be loaded on the unit because of election law changes and items like this that might take place during the life of the equipment, those new versions of software are uploaded into the system through this path.
So the portal, the door into the system, is there to update it?
That's correct.
Others say that may be so, but it's also a real security threat.
I believe that this is not only the most serious security problem that I've seen in a voting machine, but I can't think of a security problem that I've seen in any kind of system that is severe as this.
That is Johns Hopkins computer science professor Avi Rubin. He's been studying the technical aspects of electronic voting systems since 1997. He says that TiVo, a home device that records television shows, has tighter security than the Diebold machine.
Now, the reason that this is a security concern is that they made it very, very easy for someone to modify that software. So easy, in fact, that all you really need is a few seconds of physical access to the machines. You could introduce something by putting a memory card inside of them that would cause the machines to be unusable without hardware repair.
But all of these things are not networked, right? So
right.
If you got into one machine and changed things, that would be one machine in one precinct.
Despite the fact that the machines are not networked, you could change the software on there so that it would put a virus on the memory card. The memory cards are transferred from one machine to the other. And so the thing to keep in mind is that the virus or the malicious software that's introduced, it could cause the machines to fail, but it could also do something that would be undetectable. What if the malicious software simply said, if we're in a precinct that votes a particular way that we don't like, swap 10% of the votes.
Diebold spokesman Mark Radke says that cannot happen because poll workers see to it that voting machines are securely locked away, and before each election, the machines are retested and marked with special security tags.
It's a very simple and clear way to validate that, yes, that unit has been tested, it is secure, and it can be used for the election.
So what you're saying is that you can secure the machines, but there is nothing inherent in the machine to protect it from being tampered with if somebody happened to be able to get at it.
Well, if someone has direct access to a unit, just like with your PC as an example, if someone had direct access to your PC over an extended period of time, which you wouldn't let that happen, obviously, they could remove the hard drive, put a new hard drive in, and so on. And unless you tested it, you would never know. In this situation, though, every one of the voting stations is tested before every election. It's locked down as far as the security tags are concerned, and it goes through extensive testing before the memory cards are locked into the unit.
I don't buy that at all.
Security expert Avi Rubin worked with Diebold machines in Maryland.
I worked as an election judge, and I spent the whole day with these machines. At the end of the day, I collected the memory cards out of them and held them all in my hand and fed them into the accumulator machine. That's how the Diebold system works. You put all the memory cards into one machine, and it counts the votes off of all of them and totals them. It would have been extremely easy for me to have another memory card, these are very small cards, up my sleeve and stick it in the machine for 5 seconds, and that's all I would have to do to infect the entire precinct and compromise that election. When you take hundreds of thousands of voting machines across the country being protected in sometimes absolutely ridiculous ways, like having poll workers take them home overnight, which does happen, and you tell me that the security of the whole election depends on nobody getting a few seconds of access to that machine, I think that's crazy.
The other issue frequently raised about new equipment, including the machines Pottsville used, is that if tampering did take place, there would be no way to recount the election, no record at all of how each voter voted, and at least one state has already decided that won't work. New Mexico has a new law mandating paper ballots, which are then electronically scanned and counted. Governor Bill Richardson pushed for the new law because New Mexico had all kinds of difficulties with touchscreen equipment in 2004, making it one of the last states to report results.
We became one of the laughingstock states in the country because we had these technological machines that were not working, that in several counties were defective, were slow, were unreliable. And I basically said to myself, I'm not going to go through this again. And I just think that the paper ballot system, as untechnical as it seems, is the most verifiable way we can assure Americans that they're voting and their vote is counting.
Governor Richardson told us he expects to see other states follow his lead and go for a hybrid system with paper ballots that can be tallied quickly by computers, or if necessary, more slowly by people. But let's go back to Pottsville, PA, and to people voting at the West End Hose Company Firehouse.
No, wait, I didn't see Casey come up before.
For governor?
Oh, I did vote for him. Okay.
So you got it?
Yeah.
There were a few glitches there and elsewhere around the state. In the Pittsburgh area, machines manufactured by a competitor, Electronic Systems and Software, refused to start in many polling places. And there were similar mechanical problems in Philadelphia. Those occurred with yet another voting machine manufacturer, Danaher. This Tuesday, Arkansas holds its primary. All but three counties will use new voting machines from Electronic Systems and Software.